Welcome to The Point for January 6th, our first episode of the new year. I'm Lauren Dazensky, co-author of The Point. I'm here to cut through the political spin to bring you the news you need to know. Welcome to 2020. We may have spent the last year talking about it, but at last, the election year is upon us. We are now less than 1 month away from the Iowa caucuses, the very first vote in the presidential nominating cycle. Over the holidays, candidates spent a bunch of time in the Hawkeye State, hoping to build or maintain momentum among these voters. If you zoned out over the holidays, you might have missed something. The Democratic field shrunk by one. Former HUD Secretary Julian Castro dropped out right after the new year, saying that this wasn't his time. On Monday, he actually endorsed Elizabeth Warren and will campaign with her at a rally in Brooklyn on Tuesday. Still, there are a whopping 14 candidates still running. And new polling shows there is no clear leader in Iowa either, with essentially a three-way tie between Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, and Pete Buttigieg. After that comes Elizabeth Warren, followed by Amy Klobuchar. Campaigns now have mere weeks to turn it around, though they could get some help from the final Democratic debate in Iowa, scheduled for next week. It'll be helpful, at least, for the five candidates who have qualified for the debate stage so far. And time on the trail overall could also be complicated by the Senate's impeachment trial. Of the 14 candidates still running, five are senators: Warren, Sanders, and Klobuchar, plus Cory Booker and Michael Bennett. The trial is expected to run 6 out of 7 days a week, which creates a big problem for candidates who otherwise need to spend their entire month campaigning in Iowa, rather than working in Washington. We still know next to nothing about how or when the Senate's impeachment trial will play out. This week could give us more answers as both the House and Senate return from their holiday breaks to get back to the business of governing. That brings us to The Point. 2020 is here, and very soon, voters will head to the polls. And that is The Point for January 6th, 2020. For more updates throughout the week, including our Sunday night campaign edition, subscribe to The Point newsletter at cnn.com/thepoint. If you like this audio briefing, you can get it on Google Home or Amazon Echo, or subscribe on Stitcher or Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode.
When you work next level. When you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.